Name right.
What should I do?
LeBron, you should check out our radio show.
What should I do?
Log on to radio.dominican.edu.
What should I do?
Tune into the tailgate, Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
Should I be writing this down?
Yeah, it helps.
I've done this before. Should I make you laugh?
Or should I read you a soulful poem?
No, just listen to the tailgate.
What should I do?
He just told you.
Want to see my shiny new shoes?
No.
What should I do?
Oh my god, we literally just told you.
Listen to the tailgate.
Should I give you a history lesson?
What happened to your voice?
I am not a role model.
I don't care. Listen to the tailgate.
Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
What should I do?
Holy crap. Really?
Shoot me with your words.
You may cut me with your eyes. Steel like air.
Shut up, LeBron. Just listen to the tailgate.
What should I do?
What should I do?
What should I do?
Should I have my tattoo removed?
I want you to listen to the best damn tailgate you've ever had. That's what I want you to do.
Maybe I should just disappear.
Where the hell did he go?
No wonder Cleveland hates him.
The Tailgate, Tuesday nights from 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu. The best damn tailgate you've ever had.
So Hunter, I was thinking that for the show this week,
Hold on. What's that? In the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's a jet.
Bart Scott!
To all the non-believers.
You can fly?
Bart, how does it feel listening to the tailgate every Tuesday from 8 to 10?
Feel great. Poetic justice.
Well, I mean, we are the best damn tailgate anyone's ever had.
Anybody can be beat.
Not us.
Especially you, Tom Jackson.
Whoa, big guy. Take it easy.
We're pissed off.
I don't know why. A new tailgate airs every Tuesday from 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Can't wait.
He's Brock Beal.
Swing and back!
Airs it out down the field.
He's Hunter Hornstein.
Griffin, he'll lead the break.
To get it back, slam, dunk! Caught by Tyree.
This is the best damn tailgate you've ever had. Welcome back.
These guys are fun to watch.
Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California and Dominican University of California Athletics. This is the tailgate. 2 hour sports talk every Tuesday night, radio.dominican.edu. 8 to 10, Brock Beal, Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez to our left. Thank you for tuning in, wherever you may be listening to, and thank you for tuning in to Ustream. We appreciate it. The inaugural show of Ustream, seeing how this goes. I don't know how it'll go. We'll
it's going pretty well so far. I'm having fun. We're having fun.
So far, so good. The one thing, though, that kind of handcuffs us as far as what we can talk about off the air is in the commercial breaks.
Yeah.
We can't talk about it. It won't be necessarily on the air, but it'll be on Ustream if they tune in.
That's like the director's cut kind of deal.
We should make a documentary. Is that what you're saying?
It's a director's cut edition of the
documentary.
Tailgate. Yeah. They get the behind the scenes look.
You can go visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/thetailgate. Go ahead and like us. We got a page for you. We're at 96. Like us. Do it.
Please. We're begging.
Please. I mean, I appreciate it. Twitter, @DUTailgate, managed by our lovely Twitter manager, Lex Johnson. Props to her. She's down in Southern California in the tailgate headquarters. Is it really the headquarters, though? Because we don't really do much down there for the tailgate.
No, not really. I mean, this is kind of the headquarters. Or your couch.
The couch, yeah.
I mean,
the ESPN.
ESPN couch, yeah.
There's our Facebook page. Go ahead and like that. And you can also find us on Twitter, @DUTailgate. What are we getting into? Oh, did you guys see this picture? Tristan Meyer, poli sci major, sophomore here at Dominican,
right,
found this little gem. It's about the Colts.
Okay.
As if the Colts didn't have enough problems. Why don't you guys check this out? Look at this. Tornado warnings have been issued for Indianapolis. People are advised to report to Lucas Oil Stadium, their home park, where there's no chance of a touchdown.
That's good.
Got him. I like that. Well done.
That's good
job, Tristan. Nice job, buddy. Awesome.
Before we go off on that, just small discussion between the three of us. Are the Colts a lock to get Andrew Luck now? Now that Miami's won, they've won a game. Miami won a game.
Yes.
I honestly don't see the Colts winning a game.
Well, now that you said that, knock on wood.
Even if Peyton Manning comes back for one game or whatever.
He's not coming back.
I know that, but he says he wants to try to come back for one game. I don't see him just stepping in and winning a game at the end of the season. Unless they play a team that's not playing their starters because they're already in the play. You know what I mean, though? Like, I just don't. Like, they're so bad. They're so bad. Yes, Sanchez. Brian.
And after you unmute my mic, I'll tell you what's going to happen. The AFC South does not want Andrew Luck in that division. And when it gets down to it, the teams that are knocked out of the playoffs are going to throw the games against the Colts to make sure they win so they don't have to play Andrew Luck for the next 7 years.
No. Yes. Teams don't do that. No.
Do teams throw games to get Andrew Luck? Do you think the Colts are going to lose on purpose to get him?
That's a valid point, though. That's a good point.
That's why I want the other NFC West teams to win, the Cardinals and the Seahawks, because I don't want to have to play Andrew Luck for the next 7 years if I'm a Niners fan.
That's true.
Well, you know,
I just don't see NFL teams throwing games that much, like thinking about it that consistently to the point where they would just, you know what I mean?
It's Andrew Luck. Come on.
I know, but you
suck for Luck.
I know.
All right.
Still.
Real life Scrody.
No.
And yeah, no. The East Carolina University student paper apparently is not afraid to show balls, testicles, and a very tiny penis on their front page of their newspaper. Apparently, there was a streaker.
That's just quality fun right there.
Deadspin.com. Go visit them. They're amazing. Apparently, there was a streaker that went naked. Granted, East Carolina, it might be a little cold there for a night game, right?
If it's cold here, it's got to be cold there.
East Carolina, yeah.
East Carolina, I'm assuming. So, number one, guy's an idiot right off the bat.
Yeah.
Besides the point, it was really funny. But they took pictures of this, and we can't show this. I don't think we can show this on Ustream. We'll get kicked off.
Will we?
I don't know. I haven't. You know they say read the terms and agreements. I just click.
Yeah.
We can post the link though on the Facebook page, so they can go check it out. It's on Deadspin. But look at this straight frontal shot. Just right there. Just. All in your face.
Just right in your face.
Just all in your face. So that just reminded me of Scrody. And for some reason, we can't escape the, I don't know, what is it, curse of Scrody?
No, the real life streaker isn't as lovable as the fake Scrody.
Scrody's bigger. I'll definitely say that.
notice you stream listeners. I'm sitting in the corner, minding my own business, not talking about Scrody or anything resembling Scrody at all.
You're talking about him now.
No, I'm just simply stating that I am staying out of this conversation as much as possible because I'm not talking about Scrody anymore.
I'm just saying it was a real life Scrody. I thought it was interesting. You guys see the Ravens radio guy? I'm mentioning this because it's we're radio folk,
right?
So all the whole thing with Penn State and, you know, Jerry
Sandusky.
Now, the Ravens radio guy's name is also Jerry.
What's his last name?
Take a stab at it.
Johnson.
Sandusky.
It is Sandusky.
Dang it.
It is.
Inconvenient for him right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's super inconvenient. Now, the thing I want
to
say
that's going to be really awkward when you go to the bank. Well,
it's spelled, in all fairness, it's spelled G-E-R-R-Y.
So it's Gary?
No, it's Jerry.
It's still Jerry.
It's still Jerry.
Yeah, it's still Jerry. He's a nice guy, though. Look, I mean, he's got a nice little smile. I mean, he's
a radio guy. There's no way he's not going to be happy.
But we do want to make sure that we realize that he is not a pervert.
Well, the one guy's not. The real guy is.
Well, yeah, no. The one Jerry is, the other Jerry isn't. Jerry, G.
That's Happy Jerry.
G Jerry. G. We'll call him G.
G-ry.
Sandusky. Sandusky, by the way, spelled the exact same way.
That's just unfortunate.
Yeah,
though.
That's just bad luck.
That's just bad luck.
It's like the guy named Jeffrey Dahmer who's like Jeffy Dom, like spelled D-A, you know, different, but it's still Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, it's just bad luck.
That's just the luck of the draw on that one.
Apparently, I guess he's been hearing it a lot. I mean, people have been contacting him saying you're a terrible person. I can't believe you. Blah blah blah. Which begs the question. Who are these people talking to them? Because unless you haven't been reading the newspapers and seeing the pictures.
Or the first name.
Well, not even that. The guy doesn't even look anything like Jerry Sandusky.
That's true.
I'm just saying. But he does say, he goes, people have said, you're a pervert or stay away from my child. So he had to make a statement, said, people don't realize I'm not that guy. Apparently, he's greeted this whole thing with humor, which is the best way to go about it. He's had a few tweets that have pretty much gone viral that are really funny. One saying, I don't like the sunglasses. You're creeping me out, dude.
I just thought it went with the attire.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, so much lighter.
I don't know if you're alive or not. You just.
I just thought it went well with the attire.
No, it does.
I don't know.
It does. I'm just. It know. Does.
But now I like my eyes are all burning because it's so bright in here.
Anyway, he's just said, I want a big, great thank you to my late mother for choosing to spell my first name with a G. You know,
right?
That's
the one good thing you get from
you
that.
You go against the grain, and that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
We want to remind our Penguin Radio listeners that if they're listening on the radio and we're talking about pictures, you can't see them, obviously. But if you go to Ustream, go to Ustream.com, search DU Tailgate. That's our channel. We should be live right now. It says we're live. It says we're recording, so it should be okay. But we take pictures and we share them, kind of like the Colts joke. I like that one.
You can actually see the quote. It's like a newspaper clipping kind of deal.
Yeah. But we're going to do it again. See?
Boom.
There we go. Boom.
Funny.
And now we'll go back to us. Boom. Now we'll go back to the quote.
Boom.
You know what we should do? Let's try to change this up.
Mm-mm.
Boom. Oh, it doesn't work.
What is that supposed to do?
I was trying to change the, watch. If I want to go to Brock Beal, it doesn't do that. It used to do cool little, fade out, fade in things.
Oh well.
You're listening to the Tailgate Radio. I'm having way too much fun with this. Way too much fun. All right. Serious note now. Should we get into the Penn
State
thing?
Let's get into some, yeah.
Should we do it? It's a damn shame.
It's hard to talk about, too. It's just sickening.
Did you guys see, who was it on ESPN that was, he's an analyst for ESPN, and he was a former linebacker at Penn State, and it brought him to tears talking about it.
Mm. Yeah, with the mustache.
Mustache man. Matt something.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about.
Matt Millen.
Yeah. Hey.
Did he play under Sandusky, though?
Probably. I mean, it wasn't Sandusky there
forever,
too.
I
don't know.
I feel like Millen was a really long time ago.
Yeah, no, he was. He was.
But it wasn't Sandusky there with Joe Pa forever, though? I feel like he was. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know.
We'll find out. My point is, though, that this has hit the heart of...
Happy Valley.
I mean, it's not so happy.
Not anymore.
It really isn't. Now does Joe Pa, who made a faux pas, is him losing his job justified? Because there's a lot of people, and I'll let you answer pretty soon, Brock. There's a lot of people that are saying, hey, you can't let him leave like this after his entire legacy. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I would... I mean, the thing is that he knew about it and didn't tell the school, right?
Right, right.
And this is along the lines...
Well, they're saying he knew.
Yeah.
And one of his other coaches said, hey, your head assistant guy who's buddy, supposed to be the protege, you know, he's having sex with a kid in your locker room bathroom. Now, legally, and this isn't in California, because in California you're supposed to not only alert your superior, but your authorities as well.
Right.
Apparently in Pennsylvania it's different, to where if you just mention to it to your superior, you're off the hook. So he did the least he could do, the bare minimum of legal methods, so he's off the hook. So he can't really go to jail for anything.
Right. So he did the legal thing, not necessarily the right thing. I mean, in my mind, the right thing would be to tell the cops, obviously.
Absolutely.
Like, this is like the one thing.
It's immoral. It's
this
a moral
is like the
dilemma.
One thing you don't mess with this. So this is a really sensitive subject for a lot of people. But for him to coach as long as he did, he's arguably the best college football coach of all time. He has the most wins. Granted, he's been there longest.
Right.
But he has, you know, he's a great coach. He's an iconic football legend.
For the Ustream listeners, we've got Jerry Sandusky up on the screen right there. That's him. Revered as a defensive coach.
Yeah. And, you know, it just is kind of scary of how stuff like this can be going on and you don't even know. So for me, I don't think Paterno should have lost his job just because, you know, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He did his legal duty. He might have not done the morally right thing and telling the full, you know, telling right. the authorities. But he did the legal thing. He did what he was supposed to do. He followed the rules and did what he was supposed to do. It's not his fault. His assistant coach was doing something really, really bad.
But that's the problem I have with it, though. This is a guy who is at the pinnacle of Penn State. 85 years.
Right.
That means he can get whatever he wants. You think he knows? You don't think he knows every single deputy, sheriff, police officer in state college?
Right. Right.
I get that. After 85 years, and he's been there consistently, he knows everybody. Everybody knows him. He's God in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
He's legitimately God. And there's only a few coaches that are like that. Mac Brown, Texas. Okay?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Nick Saban. You could even say Pete Carroll during his time with USC. Guys that are so high above everything. And are not just tenure.
Do we want to throw out Jim Tressel?
Jim Tressel.
That's what I was going to draw comparisons to, that whole situation.
Because
in my mind, when Jim Tressel got in trouble for covering up his players, to me, that's a good, like, that's somebody that I would trust, you know what I mean, to handle a kid. For just because he's trying to protect the kid and he's trying to, you know, not necessarily the right thing to do, but he's trying to protect the kid and protect the kid's future.
But at the same time, it's a moral issue. And that's what I have an issue with, that Joe Paterno, and now, you know, it's sad is the only way I can describe it, because after 85 years, this is how he leaves.
Right. It's sad, because a week ago we weren't even talking about this.
Not at all.
Joe Pa's going to be there for 30 more years.
He's been celebrated as one of the most popular coaches, regardless of if you're a Penn State fan. Everyone knows Joe Pa.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, but my point is that he could have anybody fired that he wants.
Yeah.
If you piss off Nick Saban, the school doesn't tell Nick Saban to, hey, you know, get along with your coaches or get along with so-and-so. Nick Saban says, you can cut him and you're gone. Okay. Yeah. Same thing with Joe Pa. He's at the point where he doesn't have to answer to anybody. Whether that's right or wrong, he doesn't really have to answer to anybody. So if he's saying, if he wants his coach gone, his coach is out of there. Okay?
Right.
It's not that he mentioned his AD and then the AD takes care of it.
Well, the funny thing
is,
the AD...
He wants him gone. And since he did not follow up on something like this, it's having sex with a kid.
Yeah.
Rape.
No, the guy should have been gone, obviously. I'm just saying...
I have a problem. Why not follow up on this? Where is your moral compass that says, okay, I understand he's my assistant coach, he's my friend, you know, it's not just a business relationship, it's almost a personal relationship between him
right.
and Sam Dunsky.
That's what I think was
Where is your moral compass to, you know, this is wrong. It's flat wrong. And, I hate to draw this comparison. I don't want to. But if a co-host and his other host are hosting a show, and he knows he did something wrong. Now, let's say it's steal a pair of sunglasses from Target or something. $2 right. sunglasses. He might not necessarily, you know, rat him out. But if he is doing something so outlandish and so disgusting that your moral compass doesn't say anything to you and that you just do the bare minimum just to save your ass.
Yeah, no, I
have
see
a problem with that.
I see a problem with that. I think what happened, though, I mean, honestly, on a business level, coach to coach, like boss to assistant, whatever, there should be no issue there. But it's when you start drawing that personal line. And I agree with you that there should be something like a warning light that goes off or whatever, a siren that goes off in your brain or in your heart or whatever that says, okay, that's not okay. But when you start getting into personal emotions and personal relationships, that's when stuff starts to get gray and murky. You know what I mean? Because you want to protect people that are close to you. I mean, people do crazy stuff to protect people that are close to them. So it's just one of those deals where it's after that personal relationship gets tossed in, after they've been coaching together for so long and they're friends, that's when the water starts to get murky. The interesting thing to me, though, is that recently the AD and the VP of business and finance, I believe, at Penn State were actually arrested because they didn't go to the police either. So the two guys that Joe Pa told and said, hey, you guys might need to take care of this, didn't do anything. They let it slide too, and now they're in jail because that is illegal.
And not only did they do that, they lied to the grand jury, which you're not allowed to do. You can't lie under oath. That's kind of a big no-no.
Yeah.
What I could say about this, to put some closure to this, because we got to go to a break pretty soon, it's sad. It's that the first thing you think of is sad, and I think most of it is because after 85 years, a legacy has to end with the blackest eye you could possibly have.
Exactly, yeah, and that's a shame. I mean, great coaching career, and this is a shame that, you know, it had to end with a huge black mark on it, or a huge, you know, just fire burning an end to the career right then and there. Literally, within 72 hours, 48 hours of this all coming down, it's over. Just like instantly. And it's crazy to think that it could happen that fast.
When we come back, the grilling and the obscure mascot of the week. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to Penguin Radio as well as streaming live on Ustream. This is the Tailgate Radio. Dominican.edu. Penguin Radio is now mobile.
Very nice.
Type in radio.dominican.edu into your web browser on your smartphone. Click the picture of the iPhone, and there you go. Penguin Action, Penguin Talk, Penguin Sports, on the go.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Want more? Then tune in on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 for The Tailgate with Beal and Hornstein. The two will bring you the best damn tailgate that you've ever had, guaranteed.
It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe call you.
All right, sports fans. Time to fire up the grill.
I have made fire! I have made fire!
Brock Beal and Hunter Hornstein are about to grill the goats of the sports world.
If you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost his team.
Live on the tailgate, this is Grillin'.
Welcome back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, radio.dominican.edu. Hunter Hornstein, Brock Beal, Brian Sanchez to our immediate left. You're listening live on Penguin Radio as well as streaming live on Ustream. Thank you for wherever you may be tuned into. Want to remind you guys, you can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/thetailgate. Go ahead and like us. We're very close to 100 likes. And if we don't get to 100 likes soon, Brian Sanchez is going to walk all over us. Also, you can find us on Twitter at DU Tailgate, managed by our lovely Twitter manager, Lex Johnson. Props to her down in Southern California. Grilling time. Here we go. What do we got?
Who wants to go first? Who's going first? Am I going first?
You can go first. We'll go right to left.
All right. This one's a little bit complicated because there's no name involved. They haven't released the name of the guy yet. There was a video that was posted on Yahoo of a middle school football coach teaching his kids how to tackle, okay?
Oh, very cute.
You're right, you know, little kids, you
love
teach them how to tackle.
Yeah, you love it.
Trying to build some toughness, you know, you don't want them to get hurt, right? And have you seen the movie Gridiron Gang with The Rock?
Who hasn't seen that movie?
Right?
The movie's awesome.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about? Remember the part where he tries to get the kid to run him over into the end zone to, like, build toughness?
Yeah.
Okay. Think about that with 13-year-old kids in real life.
It could be good.
The coach put on a helmet, put on shoulder pads, and tried to run, like, told the kids to try to tackle him. Okay. That's, you know, questionable intelligence on that one because they're 13-year-old kids and this is a 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
When it takes a slight turn for the worst is when one of the kids that's tackling him breaks his collarbone.
Oh, no.
That's
shattered his collarbone while trying to tackle his 40-year-old coach who's running full steam ahead at this little kid. Does anybody else see an issue with? I mean, okay, and then
it was, okay. Was it an Was it an accident or was it deliberate? Like this coach, was just not good.
They had like a center and the coach, or like a quarterback and the coach, right? And then a linebacker, if you will, lined up across from them in like a little rectangle, right? And the whole team is around them. The quarterback says, set, hike, just holds the ball, hands it off to the coach, and the coach runs full speed at this 13-year-old kid.
Oh, he's running
and
to him.
Yes.
Oh, he's tackling the kid.
The kid's not tackling him.
Well, the kid, the goal is for like the kid to stop the coach from crossing the line.
Well, the coach is what, 250 pounds?
Yeah.
My God.
And this is a 13-year-old kid. Yeah, the kid hits him, and you just hear like a scream, and the kid just crumples to the ground.
Oh, jeez. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Why are football coaches doing things to little kids all of a sudden? Where is this coming from?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's just the best part, though, is that the kid's parents, the kid who broke his collarbone, are suing the crap out of the of the coach.
They should. I mean, they're going to get a lot of money, too.
Yeah, ton of money.
And a lot of money.
Yeah.
Vontae Davis. You guys know who Vontae Davis is?
Vernon's brother.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there we go.
Apparently, he, on the, do you see what I say on the script? He was like a sailor. He was benched because he was showing up to practice, right? Not because he's bad or he had a bad practice. Well, he might have had a bad practice, and this might have been because why. Apparently, he, you know, they celebrate the win. Understandably slow. Okay. He had a little too much to drink. A little shot here. A little drinky there.
This is when?
Another shot here. Point? Another shot here. Let's find out the exact date. This is on a Saturday. Okay. Saturday practice. Okay. Night before Friday night, they go out with the rest of his Dolphins teammates.
Right.
Right. Who admittedly went out, but didn't stay out too late. And by too late, I mean like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And didn't have that much to drink. However, Mr. Davis did. So he showed up very hungover and very just incoherent.
Right.
And he reeked of alcohol.
That's a good, yeah.
Come on, man.
Did he not shower before?
I don't know. What I feel like what happened is that he might have blacked out, woke up, went, oh my God, I got to get to practice. Just kind of ran out the door. Apparently, he was doing drills, and they could tell that he just wasn't right.
Right, yeah.
Because probably nursing a hangover and getting hit, or
probably
hitting others. I mean,
I'm not.
I've never done it, but I'm assuming that's not the best.
It's probably not going to feel very good.
Yeah. So anyway, what the hell, dude? You can celebrate a win.
Especially, it was what? Did they have a game the next day?
Well, it was Sunday, so they would have had a game. So he got, you know.
But it was a Saturday before they had a game.
No. But they went to Kansas City afterwards.
Yeah.
Remember? And
yeah,
he didn't travel with the team.
Okay.
Basically, they said, you know what?
Yeah, there's no need to drink right before a game anyway.
Have some Advil. You go to bed. He's my goat. I'm grilling him.
All right.
That's a good one.
Now I'm going to have to go back to Joe Paterno.
Joe Pa with a faux pas.
10. That's 10 times now. But I'm going back because I'm going to say something you guys didn't say because it's a little bit of a different angle. I, for one, am so glad that he is going, and I am so glad that it's going to be ungraceful and it's going to be embarrassing the way he's going. Because you mentioned it, Hunter.
Wow. Somebody's not a Joe Pa fan.
You mentioned it, Hunter.
Joe Pa's such a nice old man, though. How could you hate him?
Like this. He was the god at that school, and everything that went on there is his responsibility because he is the god there. And if it happens in that football stadium, it's his responsibility. He knew little kids were getting raped in his football facility, and he did as little as possible to make sure it was stopped.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy, I think we mentioned that, the guy covered his ass.
Yeah.
The guy did the legal, the least legal limit that he could possibly could have done.
Yeah, so I'm not sad that he's going out the way he is. I'm happy because this is karma. You didn't look out for those little kids, so no one should be looking out for you now.
Okay.
Because he did have a responsibility to those kids because he knew the person doing it. He was providing the person doing it a stomping ground to do it by letting him keep coming back to Penn State, even though he was retired. He knew what he was letting him do, and he let it keep going, so he doesn't deserve to go out a hero.
Fair enough. No, it's a very valid point, and I think a lot of people would agree with you, Brian.
Yeah, it's just when it comes to little kids, man.
No, absolutely.
Touchy subject.
It is. Exactly. It is. I just felt like it was sad because after 85 years, this is what he's going to be known for.
It would have been sad if it was just one time recently, but this is a reoccurring event.
Those kids are 20 years old now.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was.
That's tough to live with that for, you know, that long.
Yeah,
obviously. Also, shout out to, and I don't mean to do this during the grilling segment, but Joe Frazier, who passed away. Passed away yesterday.
Smoking Joe.
None of us saw him fight ever, but
obviously live.
Yeah, live. Of course, we see you know, ESPN's clips and everything. You know, hearts go out to his family.
It was okay. This is a side note to this. It was liver cancer, right? Or kidney or liver.
Yes.
Liver. The coolest thing to me about this was that he had fans calling his family willing to donate their liver to save his life.
That's awesome.
Like, that's really cool. Like, if you're that big of a sports icon that people are calling your family saying, take my liver to save his, like,
right, right.
That's cool. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah. Just it's sad.
Yeah, it's
again.
Sad.
You know, our hearts go out to Joe Frazier. Forgot to mention it during the beginning of the show. We should have. But rest in peace, Joe Frazier. And I don't think boxing will ever see. I mean, after Mayweather and Pacquiao,
another fight.
You're gonna talk. Ali. You know.
Yeah, exactly. And even Mayweather Pacquiao isn't Frazier Ali.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they were heavyweights.
Well, you're talking about Frazier and Ali, Madison Square Garden.
Twice.
Sold out, right?
Sold out.
They fought three times, though. They fought three times.
To Madison Square and Thrill in Manila.
Just unbelievable. And not only did, I mean, I believe a couple of those fights were not even televised. It was all on radio.
Right.
Really bad connection and just unbelievable. So, you know, hearts go out to him and just wanted to make that known. Obscure mascot of the week time. Here we go. It's tough.
I kind
of
like this one. I like this one. It's tough to beat. I'm not going to say the name, but it's tough to beat that one.
Say it, Rhode Island.
Scrody.
He looked right in the camera and he said it too. Yeah.
Scrody. It's tough to beat Scrody.
Tonight's obscure mascot of the week is from Dartmouth. Dartmouth College.
Oh, really?
So we got a little smarty pants here.
Yeah.
This is actually really funny. This is really good.
It's very college appropriate.
There. Yeah, I think that's the best way to say it. We've got Keggy the Keg.
A really original name,
like,
too.
Keggy.
Keggy. Probably what are we going to name our keg?
Keggy.
Keggy. not Good Time or this Blackout. They're going to name it Keggy.
This is from Dartmouth, so there's brilliant minds going there. Doctors and such. Learning doctors.
That just proves that alcohol dumbs down everybody. There we go.
There you go.
Because they probably made that up when they were drunk. Anyway, Keggy is not the official mascot. He's the unofficial mascot. Very unfortunate. He still counts.
Oh yeah,
he still counts. And what is scary though is that the students, they openly agree and it's openly accepted at Dartmouth, which is learned doctors. You know,
House of Learned Doctors.
But it's widely accepted. So you know they have a mascot. It's not like they don't have a mascot. They do have one, and it shows up at the game. So it's not like the administration is. Against it.
They're not stopping it.
No.
Do they have a costume for it even?
Yes, they do. They do. But it's widely accepted that it's a keg. It's a giant happy keg. Here we go. For those of you guys on Ustream, we're pulling it up right now. There you go.
Yes.
Two Dartmouth students, much like Beal and myself, sort of.
Not really.
I would not come up with a name.
Dumbed down a little bit.
Yeah, they're a little dumber than you guys.
Dumbed down.
I'm not saying they go to Dartmouth.
They created him in 2003, and they also happened to write for the campus comedy magazine, Dartmouth Jack-O-Lantern. So they're just screw-ups from the beginning. They're like those Dartmouth kids that get in because their parents went to Dartmouth, but they're not necessarily smart enough.
Yeah.
So they just kind of mess around.
Or they're really smart but just didn't care.
Or they're comm majors.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
Because we kind of rule the world. Exactly. Not a big deal.
Keggy replaced the very prestigious Indian mascot, you know, which had...
What were they, the...
Indian-y?
Were they the Braves?
Indian-y.
Was Dartmouth the Braves or Warriors?
Yeah, I don't know.
What were they? I don't know.
They eliminated in 1971. Anyway, he's a fixture now. You can tell, you know, look, it's a walking keg. That's
so happy.
Awesome. His eyes are all glazed over. So much so. That he's been even kidnapped by rival academies, which is pretty cool.
No.
But Keggy, We've got a couple listeners that have are giving us names. They want Drafty the Keg.
Tappy the Keg.
Drafty. We wouldn't know anything about this, of course. I have
no knowledge of what they're talking about.
But yeah, that's our obscure mascot of the week. What do we got? We got a gooey duck, a scrotum, a Gaylord camel, and a keg.
That's a party.
That is a party.
And we're with penguins.
Hey, penguins got swag, though.
Penguins are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Penguins are pretty cool. Except a penguin with a keg would be even better.
You can make that.
We probably
get all artsy.
Should we do that? Should we try that?
No.
Should we make a new, like, let's replace Chili and make a keg.
Incorporate all the mascots you've done so far into one.
One giant Gaylord camel
scrotum.
Scrotum keg.
That would be so cool.
You're sick.
How is that?
You're sick.
I'm lost on that one.
You wouldn't understand, Brock.
No, right.
I'm lost. When we come back, the 12-pack, 12 of the most controversial, whacked-out sports stories. If they caught our eye and they're a sports story, they're in our 12-pack. You won't want to miss it. We've got a good one for you, including some San Rafael baseball action, so you won't want to miss that. This is The Tailgate. He's Beal. I'm Hornstein. We'll be right back. Hey there, sports fans. Hunter Hornstein here, one of the co-hosts of The Tailgate. Did you know you can contact the show? Have you ever wanted to call in or email us to tell Brock Beal that he's wrong? Well, good news, you can. Hit us up on Facebook, search The Tailgate page, and go ahead and like us. You can also email the show at thetailgate.radio@yahoo.com. Have you ever wanted to call in live on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9 to tell us we're doing a great job? Dial 415-482-3587 to get connected to the show live. Now even you can be part of the best damn tailgate that anybody's ever had. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, weighing in at 12 of the most controversial and whacked out sports stories, hailing all the way from Dominican University of California, The Tailgate presents...
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!
The 12-pack.
It's sports. All around the clock. Sports all the time.
Take it away, gentlemen.
I'm so tired.
Beal's going mobile. No, Beal's not.
No,
going
I'm
mobile.
Not going anywhere. You guys are oh, we got a camera. We're gonna go jump around the studio. No, dude, I got this nice like reclining chair. I got my Tommy Bahama shirt on. I'm not going anywhere fast, man.
I'm just gonna sit in between you guys.
Oh, that would be cute.
You're coming over here? What are you doing?
Going mobile. Going rover.
Going rover. What? Come on.
Watch
what
out for my
what
thing.
Are we doing?
I'll watch out.
Are you
for
gonna
your
like
thing.
Kneel? But like Don't you're worry. Just gonna like. Stand there.
Brian Sanchez, ladies and gentlemen. Me? Brian Sanchez. Hey, there we go.
With the hood on and everything. Looks all
Brian Sanchez.
Sorry.
All right.
There it is.
Want to remind our Ustream listeners that, yes, commercials do come onto your screen. That's how they keep it free. Unless I pony up and buy like the pro or whatever for the.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Not happening.
Welcome back to the show, Tailgate. Tuesday nights, 8 to 10, 2-hour sports talk, radio.dominican.edu. Simulcast on Ustream. Thank you for tuning in wherever you may be tuned into for the inaugural Ustream production. This is the 12-pack, 12 of the most controversial, whacked-out sports stories. If they caught our eye and their sports story, they're in our 12-pack. What do we got, Beal?
All right, well, my first one that I found, which I thought was interesting, remember when everybody made a big deal about Albert Haynesworth being traded to the Patriots?
Patriots are going to dominate, man!
Yeah, and they finally had their big guy in the middle shut down the defense. They just released him.
Oh, well then.
So he just signed a $100 million deal 2 years ago, and he's gone. So, I mean, he didn't perform well last Sunday against the Giants. He had a bad game. It was actually because of him that the Giants were allowed to score.
That's who we're talking about
right
now.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, they basically ran over Haynesworth's hole to score a touchdown at the very end of the third
quarter. Look how happy he looks, though.
Yeah, because he got paid $100 million.
Probably.
So he's gone.
Yeah.
One of the biggest, I mean, since he's left Tennessee, he's been horrible.
Okay.
With the Redskins. Remember, right, he couldn't pass the fitness thing.
Well, that's so why he was traded. I mean, the Redskins couldn't get rid of him fast enough.
Exactly. So once he, you know, basically got his money.
Give credit, though, to the Patriots for trying to stick with it and finding that they might have a diamond in the rough there.
Yeah, but at what point do you just kind of, I mean, obviously at this point you cut your losses and you're done. But, you know, it's kind of interesting.
The Giants, they made a trade for the milkman, Melky Cabrera, for Jonathan Sanchez and a prospect. Good trade, I would say. They still got some work to do. I think now you kind of start looking to maybe fill one more gap in your middle part of your order and perhaps maybe even go for Jose Reyes. I believe Jose Reyes is the guy that's perfect for that ballpark. I mean, you could even maybe go with what's his name? Josh Willingham. Willingham from across the bay there.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. They really want Beltran back to put him in left field and bat him fifth. But the problem is now that the Red Sox are saying they're going to get in on the Beltran sweepstakes, which means the Giants are just out because the Red Sox will overpay and make sure the Giants don't get him because they want him. But Willingham's an interesting name because they need a third outfielder and they need a five hitter.
I would say, hey, you put him in between Sandoval and Posey or Posey Sandoval. Hey, he hit 29 home runs
in Oakland.
In Oakland. That's pretty dang good. You could put him in AT&T. There's a little bit of more wind there, a little more jet stream there. Big, spacious outfield. Find a gap. Run for days. You put Jose Reyes at the top of that order. Maybe even a Coco Crisp. Hey, you're going to be scoring some runs, I think. Fast guys at top with him and Andres Torres. I'm just saying.
Now, as the resident Giants fan, I've been reading everything there is to read ever since this trade happens.
Okay.
And it looks like at shortstop, they're going to keep Brandon Crawford. And they're going to put all the money into an outfielder. They really want Beltran. I mentioned that. They're not. It doesn't look like they're going to go after a shortstop. And it looks like Melky is going to be the leadoff hitter.
To me, that is a mistake.
You like him down lower?
I like him down. I think he's a good six, maybe a seven hitter. He put up career highs this year in Kansas City. He's a career 270 hitter. His power numbers are going to go way down. You know, Beal has no idea what we're talking
about. They're starting to talk baseball. My eyes just kind of fade off into the blackness.
I think you're better off going after Willingham then. If you really want a power guy and you want to maybe save some money as well, because I don't think Willingham's really going to command a whole lot of money.
$7 million a year?
I think you pony up to maybe 8 or 9. I think you're okay with that. I don't think you go past maybe 11.
Because they're looking at Beltran at 12 to 13 with a third-year option for about 14.
You don't give that guy anything. I'm sorry. 35 years old, couple of bum knees. I don't want him running around in my outfield. If I'm an American League team, I'm signing him to be a DH.
Yeah, so that's why the Red Sox would want him, because they're going to let Ortiz walk.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then you put Beltran in his spot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, what are you going to play him if you got both of them?
You wouldn't have both of them.
Yeah. Number three, Notre Dame. They've given up on winning, so they decided to start screwing with their helmets all the time.
Yeah, so in this season, we've seen the crazy college uniform stuff.
For better or for worse.
Everybody starts copying Oregon and starts doing crazy stuff, right? So Notre Dame has abandoned their all-gold helmets, the Golden Domers, you know?
Right.
And they've slapped a big old shamrock, like the one they wore against Michigan.
Okay.
Remember they wore that for the great throwback game?
Yes.
Okay, so they've slapped the shamrock back on because they're playing Maryland. Now, what has Maryland been good for this season? Really cool uniforms.
Maryland's pretty sick.
Yeah.
They've got sick units.
They're kind of, there's a idea that they're just doing this to combat Maryland's uniform swag, if you will. Now, I don't know.
A swag war now.
Swag off. War?
I mean, apparently. I don't know. But I think this, remember a couple weeks ago when Ohio State changed their helmets to like the red like mohawk down the middle.
Yeah.
I hated that. And I don't like this either. Because I think like Ohio State, Notre Dame,
the classic
college football helmets,
Michigan,
shouldn't be messed with. Yeah.
You don't exactly like classics messed with.
No.
Okay. What about those teams that try to go back to they try to go backwards?
Oh, I love retro stuff. I think that's cool. So, I mean, that's just me. I like that. I wish the Huskies would go back to the purple helmets, not the gold ones, the purple ones, because those are sweet.
That could be kind of cool. Works for Northwestern, so.
Yeah, yeah, theirs were really cool.
Number four, players tell Stern to go take his deal and ultimatum and shove it up their basket. they said no way. Derek Fisher, you know, they gave, he said, well, what was the ultimatum? It was either tonight at midnight or Wednesday night at midnight that it was the 50-50 deal.
Yep.
David Stern desperately trying to salvage this season, which you give him credit for doing that. He's a commissioner. But the players don't want any of it. And I think Derek Fisher is really starting to go from business guy or diplomatic solution guy to these are my players and I'm going to stick up for them. But yeah. And just shut down every single kind of offer that you get that we don't even remotely want to entertain.
Right. I mean, that's basically what they have to do at this point because they're not getting what they want.
There's no so season. Make, they it have to make matter. It.
Yeah, there's no the season. Season's not going to happen this year. So, I mean, not call NBA basketball is irrelevant right. anyway, but it's all about college basketball. But it's just kind of
only in
interesting
March,
move.
Brock. Only in March. Number like five, the walk-on ran onto the field with a police escort after getting called while sitting on a couch, possibly drunk. A frat couch, by the way. What happened here, Bill?
So this was at the University of Tennessee. They're playing. So University of Tennessee was playing the University of Middle Tennessee. Okay. Their starting kicker had been hurt the day before in practice. Their backup kicker was hurt in warm-ups.
Okay.
Again, this is a kicker.
How do you get hurt in warm-up kicking?
They're kickers. Who cares? Who
Too
knows?
Bad the
they're
Alabama
weird.
Kicker didn't get hurt.
Jesus.
Right? Seriously, though. Okay.
This I don't was, understand. This was wait, pre-game. Wait, hold on. I really don't understand. When they warm up, they're kicking the ball on a string into a net thing, right? I mean, that's what they do to warm up, correct?
Pretty
and
much.
Then they stretch a little bit.
So
how
he
hell
was a little
do you
tight.
Yourself?
He was a little tight.
Kidding
I don't
me?
Know. I don't know. He
growing
got hurt.
Pull.
He got hurt.
Or lack
there. So anyway, this guy, Derek Brodus.
Yeah, thank you, Wheels.
He got a call from the coach while he was sitting on the couch in his frat house waiting for the game to start.
You they know, sent, he was drunk, dude.
They sent you a know police escort to pick him up from his frat house and drive him directly to the stadium and get him on the field.
Really?
And he actually ended up kicking the rest of the game.
Did he make any?
It's irrelevant. He got pulled off the couch. I doubt he made any. Like, I don't know. Does it matter?
What is Hunter
if I if I okay,
way?
So if all of a sudden USC
sorry, I don't know.
If USC called you right now and said, okay, we need to go kick, and they sent a cop to come pull you out, would you make any kicks?
No.
There you go. I mean,
problem solved.
They're playing like Middle Tennessee.
Shotgun
so probably
a beer before you do it?
Probably.
All right. What do Usain Bolt and Juan Manuel Marquez have in common?
No clue.
I don't know.
One's a boxer, one's a really fast Jamaican guy.
That didn't help.
They both train with the same admitted steroids dealer.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's a problem.
Slight speculation that Usain Bolt is maybe not as fast as everybody thinks he is.
Well, no, he's still as fast. He's
I
just,
believe he uses steroids
just,
now.
He's just on steroids, so he's not as humanly fast.
Marquez is also going to fight Pacquiao, by the way, pretty soon. That's coming up. He's going to get wrecked. Mayweather needs to yeah well,
he need a lot more.
All right, well, I just saw that was kind of interesting, a little bit of a deadspin talk right there. You don't know how necessarily right it is, but hey, if he's training with a steroid dealer, I'm not too sure about that anymore.
Yeah.
Number seven, Twitter is getting really, really annoying, Brock.
Okay, this is why we don't use Twitter. We have somebody else to do it for us, right?
Lex Johnson out of Southern California props are.
Exactly. So this is a soccer star from Africa. Yes. He named his child Trendy.
Trendy.
Trendy Zakawani.
Trendy.
Is the child's name. I swear. It says Trendy.
Why was it Trendy?
He said there's a lot of speculation about maybe he just wanted to like make a statement or da 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 da. Turns out his wife is also like a fashion designer.
Okay.
And
so it's trendy?
It's trendy.
What does this have to do with Twitter, though? Was it one of those
things? He posted it on Twitter.
Oh, jeez.
This is how he announced his child's name.
So Twitter's naming babies now is
yes,
what we're at.
Basically.
Where are we at in society?
I don't know. Apparently, star athletes can name their babies on Twitter now.
Trendy.
Yeah, so.
Hey, you know what?
That's how it was announced to the world. Twitter announced the name of the baby is Trendy.
Leave it to soccer.
All right. The Texas Rangers, number eight, they're pretty pissed about this leak audio recording. You guys hear about this? The leak audio?
I heard about it. I haven't
Washington.
Heard it.
Have you heard, you haven't heard it?
No.
Oh, you got to hear it. We'll hear it during the break. Apparently, Ron Washington, the manager, he called the Cardinals. Well, didn't necessarily call them, but referred to them as maybe scroty suckers almost.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He said some choice words about the Cardinals, referred to them, fire up his team. You know, you want to do that. Football players do that. Everyone does it. Also dropped a few F-bombs instead of maybe saying like just really beat them really bad. Maybe he had to add a little something, a little emphasis.
Right.
Anyway, it's a 6-minute recording. It went viral. It went public. Which, number one, I don't know if you necessarily... What goes on in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse, I feel like. You don't necessarily want your manager's pregame rant going on. Plus, this is game seven, too. So after game six is heartbreaker. So they're kind of pissed that this went public. But then again, they might just be pissed that they blew game six. You don't know how pissed off they are. But do you think what happens in the clubhouse should stay in the clubhouse?
Yes.
I think so. It's a team issue. It should stay in the clubhouse.
So they're warranted about being they have a right to be upset about this.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah, that's why it's the clubhouse. It's because it's your place. It's where you take your ball club. It's your house. You should get full ownership of whatever happens in there.
Did you try to say ball club to like put clubhouse?
Yeah, that's what I did. Ball club, clubhouse, ball clubhouse. You're welcome.
The ball clubhouse.
No. Stop. Number, you're gonna take that somewhere with Scrody.
Number. Get your mind off Scrody. Jeez. Number eight. Just like every good rivalry, starts with strippers.
Right. Bart Scott had...
Brushes. Right, yeah.
Right, of course.
Strippers. Naturally. All right, here we Seriously. Go. Strippers. Yeah.
Why not? Bart Scott was interviewed by an ESPN analyst about the rivalry between the Jets and the Giants. Okay? They're both from New York. They share a stadium. You would think there'd be some hostilities there. When you were asked, do you sense a rivalry between the Jets and the Giants? He said, not at all. Like I said... So there's no rivalry between the Jets and the Giants. Like I said, when I was in Baltimore, I could remember with the Redskins, you had guys fighting over strippers and all kinds of stuff. I don't sense that here. I think it's a mutual respect. I think the town is big enough for both of us.
Okay. Is the town big enough, or are there enough strip clubs in the town?
That. Okay, that he goes on.
Oh, when God. You're in a small kidding.
No,
I was kidding.
No.
Kidding.
When you're in a small place like Baltimore and the temperature is relatively cold, you compete over the same chicks. That's a football player's favorite sport, especially young football players. It's always a rivalry.
Wait. The sport is fighting over chicks? That's a sport?
That's what the quote says.
That's a sport?
Apparently, if you're an NFL player, yes.
If I try to go steal Whelan's chick and he beats the crap out of me.
That's a sport for
that's
him.
That's not necessarily a sport. That's me getting my butt kicked.
It'd be worth a watch.
But it wouldn't be you fighting Whelan. It'd be like Bart Scott fighting Ray Lewis. So that'd be like an MMA fight.
That would be better than any boxing.
See, right? That's a sport then. Okay, there you go. And he goes on to say, like, they're fighting over whose girlfriend is whose, and like, you know, because it's so small.
Wait. Whose is whose? Probably the one that walks in with his arm, is on shoulder.
That's what you'd think. I'm guessing it's not that simple. Anyway, he says in New York, there's 5 million people, maybe more. There's plenty for everybody.
There's there's enough strippers.
This is why we
there's
love.
There's strippers for all. Take a strip.
This is why I love Bart Scott. That's just like one of the greatest
That's
interviews
poetic
of all
time. Justice.
It really is.
Poetic justice. God. All right. Number 11. Number 10. Bama is number 3.
Don't want to talk about it.
I don't like that. Ha ha. Suck at Stanford.
Don't want to talk about it.
Okay, but really, what the hell?
No, okay.
It's your guys' fault.
How is it our fault?
It's because the Pac-12 is so bad that we don't get any credit for beating you.
I'm sorry that USC cannot dominate every year. My fault. That's my bad. I'm sorry, B-San.
Okay.
Apology accepted.
In all honesty, do you think Stanford is a better team than Alabama?
No.
That's why it happened.
Initially, I was upset because I'm a Pac-12 guy and I want to see the Pac-12 do well. Yeah, West Coast. But it makes sense. You look at the SEC. We talked about it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
They shut down everybody. They can. And when they play each other, they can shut each other down and you win by 3 points. So I don't feel like the argument that, Andrew Luck hasn't played anybody, blah, blah, blah. Well, schedule some SEC teams and we'll talk.
Yeah.
You saw what Oregon did.
Yeah, and then Alabama loses by 3 in overtime to the number 1 seed.
Not necessarily the biggest deal to me, because it is the number 1 team.
Exactly.
They played like it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, I understand that moving down to 3, though, because they do have a loss, and Oklahoma State is...
B-San doesn't think so, though, because he's a homer, and
I'll tell you my problem. If Alabama was still number 2, I wouldn't have a problem, because you could say Alabama's better than Stanford. But Alabama's better than Oklahoma State, and I think Stanford's better than Oklahoma State, and there's no way they should be number 2.
Oklahoma State's offense puts up like 50 points a game.
But
Who do they play? Texas, Oklahoma.
Texas is nothing
Texas
this year.
Texas Tech, Texas A&M.
There's no defense
there. They play
some
good teams.
There's no defense
Oklahoma
there.
Is ranked number 1 coming into the season.
And where are they? They're lower. They beat one
team. They're still a good team.
We beat a ranked Washington. So we both
beat
a ranked team.
Mean.
I would buy the argument that Alabama is still the second best team, because I think they are, if Oklahoma State wasn't.
But they're not.
There.
They're the number three team now.
Okay. The only thing is, Oklahoma State puts up ridiculous amounts of numbers on offense, and they lead the nation in turnovers on defense. They cause the most turnovers in the nation on defense. That is two reasons why I think they are very
outside difficult of luck. What does Stanford do? Just question both of you.
Not, they don't play very good defense. I mean, they do, but against Pac-12 teams, that's, I mean, honestly, that's not saying a lot. We'll see how they do against Oregon, who has the high-powered offense. I mean, they don't really run the ball that well unless they're playing the Huskies.
I think the Oregon, and we'll get to it later, it's number 12 in our 12th pack. Why don't we just move on and get to it on our own? Number 11, the only community service that Mayweather could do that anyone would care about is sacking up and fighting Pac-Man. That would serve the community greatly, would it not?
Yes, it would.
But what is he really doing now?
Floyd Mayweather has to perform 40 hours of community service after he angered a federal judge in South Carolina.
Can't do that. They tell you what you're going to do as punishment. You can't anger the guy.
This is what the judge found out. He found out that Mayweather was actually burning money in a nightclub on the day he was supposed to have a deposition and not resting from injury. So he was supposed to be like resting.
So he didn't do the deposition because he was supposed to be resting. I have to rest from injury. Okay.
And he was in a nightclub making it rain and burning the
bus. Why was he burning money?
Because he's Floyd Mayweather and he's rich. I don't know. He's stupid.
Where in the fire code is that okay to burn money in a club?
I feel like that's why he got in trouble.
I feel like you don't start fire to anything inside a building.
I don't
get it.
I don't know. No. Anyway, he has to do 40 hours of community service by the end of the month. And he has to. So he's volunteering for Las Vegas Habitat for Humanity. And he has to do it by the end of January.
Yeah. That's sarcasm. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, number 12, last one. Then we're going to go to a break. When we come back, Corey Whelan, senior DU lacrosse player. Number 12, tree or duck, guys? What are you taking this weekend?
I really want the tree to win. I really hope Cardinals win.
Yeah, you got to take them because you hate Oregon.
Yeah.
He's playing that card. Passion. He's playing that card.
Yeah, and that's
but
exactly
honestly,
right.
But honestly, I mean, is Luck able to just stop that Oregon team all by itself?
I think Stanford's defense has to play well in Eugene, but I think that Luck can beat Oregon's defense. Yeah. I think Stanford's offense can beat Oregon's defense. It's just a matter of if Stanford's defense can beat Oregon's offense. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
You have to slow them down enough for Luck to have a shot.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay.
You have to keep it close.
So he's saying Stanford?
Yeah, Stanford.
Hunter, you got to go next. Stanford or Oregon?
To be perfectly honest, I think this is the one game that Stanford might have trouble with.
They lost it last year.
I honestly think that the problem is the game's at home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but no Owusu.
It's that way. It's at home. It's in Palo Alto.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I have a tough time feeling that Stanford and Luck. They're a good team. I'm not going to say they're not, but at the same time, they've just played. They haven't really played anybody. You know, granted, the USC game was a very good game.
Yeah.
And they took him to the brink. And I think Oregon's much farther, you know, away than USC is. But I have trouble believing that one guy can beat an entire team.
He has weapons, though. He has the tight end.
He lost his best one, though, Owusu.
Yeah, but he does have weapons. I mean, he has a good receiving core. He has
that O-line.
Three tight ends. He has a good O-line.
I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play devil's advocate because I know you're gonna choose Stanford. Correct?
Not if you choose them, because I'm not jinxing them. Well, I know how it goes on this show. That's why I made you go second.
Well, you know. Okay, honestly, I'm a Luck fan. I do like Luck. I like him. I know he's the best player in college football right now. I'm gonna play devil's advocate so you don't have to choose against your team.
Oh, thank you.
No, screw you. I'm gonna choose Stanford.
I'm taking the Ducks, baby. Stanford can't stop that offense. Shane Scove, the star linebacker, has been out all year. I think that's really going to hurt them against LaMichael James. We had a 30-point lead on him last year, and we ended up losing it. So I got Oregon winning this one.
You're welcome,
Stanford.
Now Stanford. We should all say Oregon. That way Stanford
really should.
Wins.
I will never say Oregon.
I thought
ever.
That's
okay.
Fair.
All right, hey. All right. When we come back, Sanchez is out, so make sure you say hi to him or wave at him, and he'll wave back at you. Sanchez is out. Corey Whelan's in. DU lacrosse player. He's a senior here. He's got a little bit of a senior project. He's incorporating lacrosse with it. You won't want to miss that. Only here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. This is The Tailgate with Beal and Hornstein.
shuffling.
Hey, Brock, who would you take, Kobe or Jordan?
LeBron.
No, he wasn't a choice.
No, look, LeBron.
Holy crap.
Hi, Chuck.
That's not my name.
Should I admit that I've made mistakes?
No, just get my name right.
What should I do?
LeBron, you should check out our radio show.
What should I do?
Log on to radio.dominican.edu.
What should I do?
Tune into the tailgate, Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
Should I be writing this down?
Yeah, it helps.
I've done this before. Should I make you laugh?
Should I read you a soulful poem?
No, just listen to the tailgate.
What should I do?
He just told you.
Want to see my shiny new shoes?
No.
What should I do?
Oh my god, we literally just told you.
Listen to the tailgate.
Should I give you a history lesson?
What happened to your voice?
I am not a role model.
I don't care. Listen to the tailgate.
Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
What should I do?
Holy crap, really?
Shoot me with your words.
You may cut me with your eyes.
But still, like air.
Shut up, LeBron. Just listen to the tailgate.
What should I do?
What should I do?
What should I do?
Should I have my tattoo removed?
I want you to listen to the best damn tailgate you've ever had. That's what I want you to do.
Maybe I should just disappear.
Where the hell did he go?
No wonder Cleveland hates him.
The Tailgate, Tuesday nights from 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu. The best damn tailgate you've ever had.
So Hunter, I was thinking that for the show this week,
Hold on. What's that? In the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's a jet.
Bart Scott!
Dawn and unbelievers!
You can fly?
Bart, how does it feel listening to The Tailgate every Tuesday from 8 to 10?
Feel great! Poetic justice!
Well, I mean, we are the best damn tailgate anyone's ever had.
Anybody can be beat!
Not us.
Especially you, Tom Jackson!
Whoa, big guy. Take it easy.
We're pissed off!
I don't know why. A new Tailgate airs every Tuesday from 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Can't wait!
He's Brock Beal.
Swing and drive!
Airs it out down the field.
He's Hunter Hornstein.
Griffin, you lead the break.
To get it back, slam dunk!
Caught by Tyree.
This is the best damn tailgate you've ever had. Welcome back.
These guys are fun to watch.
We got Corey Whelan in the studio. This is the Tailgate, Tuesday nights, 8 to 10, radio.dominican.edu. Brock Beal, Hunter Hornstein, Corey Whelan, who the camera is trained on right now.
You can see him. Look at his golden locks.
There you go.
They're beautiful.
He's got a little bit of flow.
Oh, the flow.
Corey, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
You don't have to be shy. Come on.
I'm not shy. I'm just waiting for the questions. Let's go.
Oh, he's ready to go. Okay.
Look at him.
Okay. First of all, before we start, I saw you run the mile at practice this morning. How fast did you run it in, like official time?
5:43.
You're a freak.
Yeah, I would have broke 4 minutes. The first lap was 1:05. Second lap was 2:20. But
oh yeah, you slowed down a little bit.
Slowed down a little bit. Back started tightening up. Couldn't really move.
That's understandable because you like almost lapped people in that group. All right, so yeah. You're a senior this year on the lacrosse team. Oh,
hold on, I want to jump in real quick before we get in too deep into this interview. Want to make sure we shout out to Kyle Mitchell, Paige Beal, and Abel Sanchez. They all posted on our wall, www.facebook.com/thetailgate. Go ahead and like us. We are close to three away. Kyle put a picture of penguins and kegs.
He would.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Paige Beal said something about Jopah. Jopah is an arrogant ass, he is getting exactly what he deserves. And Abel Sanchez, the real crime is the assistant coach leaving the scene, not protecting that kid. Just saying. So good stuff on Joe Pa making a faux pas.
Yep.
All right. Back to you. Sorry about that, Corey.
It's okay. You interrupted my question. It's fine. So you're a senior this year, defenseman from Los Angeles. Yes.
Oak Park.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
All right. What are your goals for our team this season? Like, what do you expect us to do? You've been here for a few years. You've seen the growth of the program. What do you expect from us this season?
Well, my expectations are not only to win our conference and to smash DU, because I'm sick of them. I want to take us as far as we can and win a national championship since we're eligible this year.
I like that.
I'm going to do my best to lead people the way I lead. I'm the soft-spoken type. I'm not much of a preacher. So I just do what I can for everyone else by leading by example in the gym, in the classroom, anyway, on and off the field.
Okay,
personally,
so
my favorite way is being violent. So
well, that helps. I was going to say, what's your personal goals? Obviously, you just said leading by example. You were all conference last year, right? Or you were academic?
Both.
Yeah, academic, all conference, and athletic, all conference. Kind of a big deal. Obviously, you want to repeat that.
Yeah.
Plan on it. Yeah. All right. I like that. We have three new coaches this year: Coach Lane, Jaffe, Brandon Freeman, Nick Corrick, and Chris Dean, a local coach. So, yeah, four new coaches, huh? Four new coaches.
Yep. Nice math there, Beal.
Yeah. What's it been like? Most of those guys are defensive coaches, except for Corrick. What's it been like playing under those guys, especially Jaffe and Freeman?
Well, I've played with Jaffe all through high school. I played on West Coast for 3 years in a row. Jaffe was one of my coaches. And when I wasn't playing for West Coast Stars, traveling to the East Coast, I was playing against him. So
okay.
Coach Jaffe is a good coach. He knows what he's doing. He's going to get the job done.
Yeah.
Coach Freeman, I love Coach Freeman.
Yeah.
One of my favorite coaches. And, I mean, he's young, so he's got a lot. I mean, he just came out of Ohio State.
Right.
And it's like Coach Jaffe said, you don't start at Ohio State for not knowing what you're doing. And he is one hell of a player from what I've heard.
Yeah.
So he articulates it very well in terms of the players. So it's not just like sitting in a class, you have a teacher who sits there and lectures you and then loses you within 5 minutes. He can,
right.
Like he makes the player understand it because he can relate to them since he's so fresh out of college. He's right. Still kind of on that level.
Yeah. I think both those guys are great coaches. Obviously just from last year, we had Coach Hennessy, who's no longer with us. He took a job opportunity. Obviously we miss him. Are their coaching styles any different or are they fairly similar, you know, like technique wise, are they different, anything like that? Cause I mean, they're on defense most of the time, so I don't see them as much as you do. So I don't get to like interact with them as much cause I'm usually with Corrick and Coach Webster, but how do they differ from Coach Hennessy last year?
Well, I mean, I'm surprised you haven't noticed just by seeing us on the other end of the field half the time with Coach H last year compared to this year. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but we're not being ran as much. So it's like not as much punishment because Coach H would just be like, all right, we're running, or we're doing a ton of up downs until someone throws up. And it was because we always, like whenever we had someone drop a pass more than once or twice, it's instantly like that. He drilled it into our head not to mess up, not to make any mistakes. And that's why we were so like functional last year and so like unified as a defense, as a unit. Coach Lane is more of like the person to articulate it as opposed to drill it into your head. So, I mean, they both know what they're doing. They're both doing it in a good way. They just have different styles.
Right.
And Coach H is a lot more intimidating than Coach Lane.
Well, Coach Lane wears the tie-dye hat and shorts every day, so it's kind of fun to watch him.
Well, it's not even that. It's because Coach H teaches us to be mean, and he tells us to aim for meat. And if we're not making our offensive players afraid of us in practice, then we're not doing our job, and we're too soft.
Corey, tell us about your senior project. I know you're incorporating lacrosse with it. Yeah, a little bit of helmet camera action, something, some new cool technology camera stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what the goal is as far as this this thing that you're trying to put together?
Well, my senior project is kind of like a business, like marketing, advertising kind of piece. So it's advertising the Dominican lacrosse camps that our coach has over summers. I believe he calls them Webster Lacrosse.
Yeah.
And they're at DU, coached by the DU staff. And whatever players are there, usually over summer, he'll have them stay over summer, and they work with him. And I'm advertising those camps by making a video, and I'm making flyers. So far, I've already designed 3 different flyers on my own. Each one has, like, 2 players, obviously, a DU player versus another player. They're all different styles. Like, and the DU player would be outlined in yellow so you can see which player is which. And then the other player, obviously, outlined in their own color. Has all the information on it under the players. has like, it's going to have like a big saying from Coach H or Coach Webster to get us pumped up above what's going on. And the video is targeting two groups. There's the youth, so the players, and then there's the parental figures. And the way it's targeting the youth is by all the big lacrosse stuff, like all the big hits, takeaway checks, cool plays, the helmet cam, stuff that any athlete would be attracted to, like anything that's just big and like that's what they want to do. There's the reason why they're going there. The way it's targeting the parents is because it's going to talk about how our coach values, like the concept, Brock knows, men on the field, gentlemen off the field. You have to work just as hard off the field to be a good athlete on the field. So like in class, if you study hard, if you're a good citizen, it's going to play onto the field as well in another, like in another manner, because you're well-disciplined, you're a hard worker. They're going to see how when coach makes us travel, because it's going to have some pictures going through the marketing video of our team playing or still shots of our team playing, still shots of us traveling or at class. And when we travel, we have to wear dress clothes, shirt, tie, dress coat, dress pants, dress shoes. We have to look nice. We have to look professional because we're not on a vacation. We're there to do business. And if we're treating it in a professional manner, the parents are going to see that, and it relates to coaching their kids in a professional manner. We're not there to screw around. And it's talking about the main concepts of lacrosse, like how or why certain drills are important, why certain skills are important, how it's good for those kids to learn from a college coach and those college players who are still currently playing. And it's easier for us to relate it to them because we're still playing, obviously. And, I mean, it's going to be a short video, like 5 to 7 minutes, because you don't want to lose them. You can lose people usually, their attention, after like 5 to 7 minutes. So it's exactly five or seven minutes. Yeah, it's about the perfect time, right? And it's, I'm looking forward to finishing it. But the purpose of the helmet cam was obviously, like I said, to give the kids that cool perspective of like third person style, like, because they're all into video games. So it kind of gives that purpose, and it shows the player running around doing all their cool stuff. I even wanted to put it on the goalie's helmet, but too many people were thinking about trying to ping the cam just to see if they could, and that's expensive.
I definitely was in that group that wanted to try to hit the camera off Sean's head. You used the head cam for our last two fall ball games, did you not, against...
No, was not allowed to. Coach wouldn't let me because it wasn't team uniform.
Okay, but
I mean, if everybody had it, we'd be able to do it. But
pretty sweet. But you did use it in practices in an inter-squad scrimmage, I believe, right?
Yes,
the North South game.
Yes, I did.
Okay, who won the North South game again? I can't remember. Refresh my memory. Did the North win? I think the North beat the South.
Didn't you get beat by the trees?
Ouch. We're not talking football.
Hey, yo. Hey, there we go.
I forgot he's an SC fan.
Corey Whelan is a huge SC fan now. So he's very excited about the fact that USC took Stanford to the brink rather than just roll over and get, rooted or what, by a tree? Or I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
What are they, a tree, a cardinal?
I don't know.
They have three different mascots, and none of them ever want to admit that they're a tree.
I don't know. I don't.
Their mascot is a tree. It jumps around in a tree outfit.
Okay. It was just a simple question of who won.
You got beat by an object that doesn't move.
Yes, but I beat you. So.
Oh, you didn't personally beat me.
The video camera would show otherwise because I definitely.
Yeah, I looked through. Okay, you didn't personally beat me.
I was referring to the ground ball drills that we were doing.
No, he's just trying to make it personal, Wheels.
Now I'm just trying to get nasty.
Oh, no, that one was because my partner was not paying attention.
Okay.
It's never his fault. Clearly. Always blame somebody else.
Clearly.
Corey Whelan, really excited to get the season away. You looking forward to the turf field there?
Oh, thank God. I can't wait. I'm so sick of our field.
There you go.
So sick of it. My hamstrings are all messed up. Both pulled like four times, five times.
How about right now? How are you feeling right now? You okay?
I'm feeling physically pretty good. Well, obviously, right? I ran a 5:40 mile.
Oh, well, excuse me. There you go.
So, I mean, they're feeling pretty good. A little sore, but feeling pretty good.
What is your prediction for it? I don't know if you have any inside information. What is your prediction for a timetable for the field being done? You think it'll be done before we leave for Christmas break or after we get back?
Oh, well, I don't know. I know all I know is, or at least from what I believe, I'm pretty sure it'll be done before our first game.
Yeah, February 19th here against New York Institute of Technology, NYIT.
Gonna get smashed.
Nationally ranked program.
Look at him. He's super excited. He kind of looks like a little Clay kid. Matthews right there.
I know, right?
It's scary. Got the scary looking eyes going on. And
so we're very excited for the lacrosse season to get underway. Looking forward to see Wheeling crush some people as always.
Hey, senior year, go out with a bang, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, I might as well even bring back my my Joker face paint. Coach H wouldn't let me bring back halfway through the season.
There you go.
He has some scary face
paint. Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, go out to that new field and make sure you check out Corey Wheeling and Brock Beal, two of DU's Laxers. Corey, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot. Good luck for the rest of the season, and can't wait to see how your senior video ends up. We get to see it, correct?
You'll see it before next semester.
Awesome. Sounds good. That was Corey Wheeling, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, a little do work action, Penguin recap, a lot of people getting some awards, soccer racking in the awards. Four of their players got named to something. We'll mention that, and as well as recap the last couple of games of the soccer season. They're done. Volleyball's finishing up, and so we're getting ready to go into basketball season. So we'll hit all that stuff when we come back. This is the Tailgate, radio.dominican.edu.
Sports fans, hope you're enjoying tonight's episode of The Tailgate. Just wanted to let you know that we have extended our vast reach into the social networking realm. Yes, we finally did it. We broke down and joined Twitter.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Okay, so not everyone may be as excited as Brock and myself, but go ahead and start following us. Log on to Twitter and search at DUTailgate. It is managed by our lovely Tailgate Twitter manager in Southern California, Lex Johnson. So props to her. So start following the best damn tailgate for the best damn tweets you'll ever read. Now, will someone please shut those birds up?
Hey there, Penguin Radio listeners. Are you stressed out that you missed your favorite DJ show or you missed the big game? Don't worry. Go ahead and log on to radio.dominican.edu. That's our homepage. Everything is podcasted now. Student shows, games, everything is archived, so you can listen to anything on the go whenever you want. Just click on the podcast links and boom, there you go. It's so easy, a penguin could do it.
You're listening to Penguin Radio, only on radio.dominican.edu. Here are your Wednesday shows. At 3, What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willie. Funk It Up with Dr. J at 5 p.m. Blackout with Special K and J Lit from 6 to 8. At 8 p.m., it's Classic Corner with DJ King. Loose Lips with DJ Lucky at 9 p.m. Radio.dominican.edu, live from Dominican University of California. You're listening to Penguin Radio, only on radio.dominican.edu. Here are your Tuesday shows. What's the Tea with Nikki P from 2 to 4 p.m. The Fast Lane with DJ Ray Ray at 5 p.m. DJ B brings you The Sports Report at 6 p.m. At 7 o'clock, What Are You Talking About with DJ P-Ob and T-Baby. From 8 to 10, it's The Tailgate with Brock Beal and Hunter Hornstein. Penguin Radio, live from Dominican University of California.
Penguin Radio is now mobile.
Very nice.
Type in radio.dominican.edu into your web browser on your smartphone. Click the picture of the iPhone, and there you go. Penguin Action, Penguin Talk, Penguin Sports on the go.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Want more? Then tune in on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 for The Tailgate with Beal and Hornstein. The two will bring you the best damn tailgate that you've ever had, guaranteed. Hey, Brock, who would you take, Kobe or Jordan?
LeBron.
No, he wasn't a choice.
No, look, LeBron.
Holy crap.
Hi, Chuck.
That's not my name.
Should I admit that I've made mistakes?
No, just get my name right.
What should I do?
LeBron, you should check out our radio show.
What should I do?
Log on to radio.dominican.edu.
What should I do?
Tune into the tailgate, Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
Should I be writing this down?
Yeah, it helps.
I've done this before. Should I make you laugh?
Should I read you a soulful poem?
No, just listen to the tailgate.
What should I do?
He just told you.
Want to see my shiny new shoes?
No.
What should I do?
Oh my god, we literally just told you.
Listen to the tailgate.
Should I give you a history lesson?
What happened to your voice?
I am not a role model.
I don't care. Listen to the tailgate.
Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
What should I do?
Holy crap. Really?
Shoot me with your words.
You may cut me with your eyes.
But steel, like air.
Shut up, LeBron. Just listen to the tailgate.
What should I do?
What should I do?
What should I do?
Should I have my tattoo removed?
I want you to listen to the best damn tailgate you've ever had. That's what I want you to do.
Maybe I should just disappear.
Where the hell did he go?
No wonder Cleveland hates him.
The Tailgate, Tuesday nights from 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu. The best damn tailgate you've ever had.
So what have you been working on recently, Dale?
Well, I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
So I'm going to get somebody to just do that, do production work.
I think you should.
Like, to be perfectly honest, somebody. I got to...
We just have Sanchez stay.
You can't have Sanchez do all the production... Well, we could do he could do production work and then just have a mic in his face always on so we can talk.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know... I mean, if he's just here and he's just doing the fades and stuff like that's
No. Like we can do this. I can. Oh, this you is, want this that is stuff. Fine. You I want. That stuff. I want our commercial playlist set. I want pictures of when we need stuff. Like I would write out a script,
right,
and say hey, you know, like during the intro, when it says, this is the tailgate live from Radio, like. Play our stuff like the tailgate logo, and then when it says your name on the intro. Boom, we'll go to Brock Beal. And then, you know, you cut to me. And then you cut to us in the studio. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah, no, that makes sense.
So I think that is new. That's going to be the next project.
I might have a freshman comm major that could help you with that.
Awesome. There we go.
We'll throw out some people.
Welcome back to the show. Tailgateradio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics and the official radio home of Dominican University of California. Tailgate's 2-hour sports talk, so we're going to be done talking about production stuff. Nobody really cares, do they?
No, but it's interesting to us.
It is.
It would save us time.
It's our show.
Yes, so. That's right.
All right, a little do work action. Penguin recap. We recap everything DU Athletics. Here we go. 4 Dominican soccer players were named to the final PacWest Conference Weekly Top 10 Honor Roll of the 2011 season. Juliana, the one they call G. Bratsburg, has made the list for the third time this season. She led the Lady Penguins this season in assists with 5 and total points in 11. The team's tri-captain had 4 points, points on goal and 2 assists in 3 games last week. So props to her.
That's awesome.
They're not done. The soccer team is just racking up the awards. Her teammate, sophomore Tori Salacia, doubles her scoring output this season, en route to being named for the second time to the honor roll. She had a game winner this season as well. She tied G for the most shots on goal with 12. And last week she had goals in back-to-back games to finish off her year. So congratulations to Tori.
On the men's side, sophomore co-captain David Mendez finished his season as the team's leading scorer with 5. The occupational therapy major also led the Penguins in total points with 13, total shots 55, shots on goal 23, and game-winning goals with 3. That's pretty impressive.
That is. Quick side note. Patches, your confidant,
yes,
is quite upset we brought Wheels on the show and not him.
Well, Whelan was in here taking pictures of us, so we just asked him.
Yeah, we might have
Patches,
to have
you
Patches.
You might have to come into the studio and just hang out with us sometime.
We might have to have him on.
I mean, we can just put the camera on you. You can just.
He's watching on Ustream.
Oh,
well, so you Patches, can say hi to him.
Patches, come on down. Stroll on down, sir.
No, not now. No.
We only have like 5 minutes left. But no, not now.
Also, Brian Sanchez wants to know if you're on PS3 or 360 for COD.
360,
of course.
360.
On the men's side, you hit that, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Not the freshman one, though.
Yeah. How about this? Oh. Colby Mitnick? My goodness. He earned the honor roll for the first time this season, and it's a wonder that it's been the first time this year. It took all the way to the last week till he was named, because this is a guy, he's only one of three freshmen. The other freshmen, Nuri Benacosta and Corey Vanderpool also, but those three guys were the only freshmen to start and play in all 18 games.
It's so impressive.
Pretty good company right there. He was just one of three DU freshmen to start and play in all 18 games this season. He scored four goals, including two in the thrilling 3-2 overtime win over the University of Hilo, Hawaii. Hilo, that was the fight?
The fight, yeah.
That Casey Gibson was talking about?
Right.
So props to him. Very good stuff with that. On the basketball court, the Lady Penguins fell to Sac State in their final exhibition match of the preseason, 121-56. Now, keep in mind, Sac State
is D1.
Yeah. Still, a tough loss there. Redshirt freshman Lauren Hyatt led DU with 9 rebounds. The Lady Penguins will begin their season on Friday, October 11th, Saturday, October 12th. Dominican will play host to CCAA and PacWest Challenge / PacWest Challenge, featuring fellow PacWest member Academy of Art University and CCAA member Cal State East Bay from Humboldt State, I should
say. That is this weekend.
Right, it is. Friday's game against Humboldt is at 3 p.m., and the Cal State East Bay on Saturday is at 5 p.m. Those games will be broadcasted live, www.dominicanathletics.com/live-video, and on Penguin Radio, Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez with the call.
The men's basketball team, on the other hand, was on the wrong end of a tough match against UC San Diego. They fell 78-73 in the final game.
They had some close games.
They did have some close games.
They had some close
games. In
the
final game of Disney's West Coast Classic tip-off, the Penguins had an early two-point lead with 12:42 in the first half, but trailed by as much as 15 and went into the locker room down 10 at halftime. Dominican was led by sophomore Miles Carrillo's season-high 18 points. Junior Jamal Clark scored 16 points off the bench, and senior Mark Lewis finished his night with 15 points on 5-of-6 shooting. Ryan McIntosh added 14 points and was a perfect 3-for-3 from behind the three-point line. The Penguins are back in Penguin Land and will travel to Hayward to face Cal State East Bay on Friday, November 11th, tip-off at 7 p.m.
And not last but certainly not least, the volleyball team. They are back from their week-long yeah. Trip to Hawaii. And they brought us back these wonderful shirts.
Yes, they did.
Great shirts. You like these, Ustream. Well, we figured that we should probably dress up first.
We're going to be dressing
from now on. Matching. Yeah, from now on, it'll be sports attire. So, I mean, I already know what I'm going to wear next week.
I got some plans.
And it'll be continuous sports attire. I might have to wear, you know, other teams that I don't necessarily, right. You know. It'll just be sports. It'll be all sports.
All sports all the time.
Yeah. Might come in as Michael Phelps one of these days.
Just should we do that?
I don't know if Ustream will keep us on the line if we do that. Tomorrow night, the Lady Penguins volleyball team will return to Conlin for the second time, for the second to last game of the season. They will bring back a win from Hawaii. They beat Chaminade in that road trip, which was good for them. And they will face Cal Baptist at 7 p.m. We want to remind our listeners that the broadcast of that game, the Wednesday game, tomorrow night's game, it'll be on tape delay, and that'll immediately follow the conclusion of the Chris Matthews. He's the host of Hardball.
Right.
It's on the political show, and I believe is it CNN or NBC, one of those?
CNN.
CNN, Hardball, yeah, with Chris, sure. Matthews. He is here at Jellicoe Hall for the ILS lectures.
The leadership lecture,
right,
series.
The leadership lecture series that is here. He is the last one of the season, of this first semester at least. He is he's at 7 p.m. The volleyball game is at 7 p.m., so you see there's a little bit of conflicting times right there.
The volleyball team also plays Friday night in Conlin as well for their last game of the season.
Right, so. And that is senior night. They will be celebrating Kayla Morphew, the last senior. The last Mohican.
The last of the Mohicans.
the senior will be, celebrated,
yeah.
tribute to, yep. to that night. That game is fine. But Wednesday, tomorrow, as soon as Chris Matthews is done, the tape delay, so basically the recorded, right from the beginning of the volleyball broadcast, will immediately follow that. So if you're looking for Penguin action on Penguin Radio, Don't worry. It'll be a little bit delayed. It'll be right after Chris Matthews, which shouldn't really go on for more than an hour, hour and a half, right? How long did this?
I feel like they don't. Yeah. I don't know, though.
Anyway, you will get your Penguin action. If not, just hop on to Conlon. Come on down. Support the ladies volleyball team. They are coming back for their last two games. You won't want to miss that. When we come back, we got our final thoughts as we wrap up the last 10 minutes of the tailgate here. And to be perfectly honest, this has been one of the most fun shows I think we've ever done.
Bro. You know what it is?
What is it?
It's the camera.
Is it the camera?
It just adds camera. A little bit. You can see the hand motions. I didn't get to hit you today. I usually hit you.
You usually hit me. You might have to hit me next time.
I might have to.
We want to thank all of the listeners that have been tuning in, as well as the viewers that have been tuning in. So stick with us. Last 10 minutes of the tailgate coming up after this commercial break. He's Beal. I'm Hornstein. This is the best damn tailgate you've ever had. Sports fans, hope you're enjoying tonight's episode of The Tailgate. Just wanted to let you know that we have extended our vast reach into the social networking realm. Yes, we finally did it. We broke down and joined Twitter.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Okay, so not everyone may be as excited as Brock and myself, but go ahead and start following us. Log on to Twitter and search at DUTailgate. It is managed by our lovely tailgate Twitter manager in Southern California, Lex Johnson. So props to her. So start following the best damn tailgate for the best damn tweets you'll ever read. Now, will someone please shut those birds up? Hey there, Penguin Radio listeners. Are you stressed out that you missed your favorite DJ show or you missed the big game? Don't worry. Go ahead and log on to radio.dominican.edu. That's our homepage. Everything is podcasted now. Student shows, games, everything is archived, so you can listen to anything on the go whenever you want. Just click on the podcast links and boom, there you go. It's so easy, a penguin could do it.
You're listening to Penguin Radio, only on radio.dominican.edu. Here are your Wednesday shows. At 3, What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willie. Funk It Up with Dr. J at 5 p.m. Blackout with Special K and J Lit from 6 to 8. At 8 p.m., it's Classic Corner with DJ King. Loose Lips with DJ Lucky at 9 p.m. Radio.dominican.edu live from Dominican University of California. You're listening to Penguin Radio, only on radio.dominican.edu. Here are your Tuesday shows. What's the Tea with Nikki P from 2 to 4 p.m. The Fast Lane with DJ Ray Ray at 5 p.m. DJ B brings you The Sports Report at 6 p.m. At 7 o'clock, What Are You Talking About with DJ P-Ob and T-Baby. From 8 to 10, it's The Tailgate with Brock Beal and Hunter Hornstein. Penguin Radio, live from Dominican University of California.
Penguin Radio is now mobile.
Very nice.
Type in radio.dominican.edu into your web browser on your smartphone. Click the picture of the iPhone, and there you go. Penguin Action, Penguin Talk, Penguin Sports on the go.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Want more? Then tune in on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 for The Tailgate with Beal and Hornstein. The two will bring you the best damn tailgate that you've ever had, guaranteed. Hey, Brock, who would you take, Kobe or Jordan?
LeBron.
No, he wasn't a choice.
No, look, LeBron.
Holy crap.
Hi, Chuck.
That's not my name.
Should I admit that I've made mistakes?
No, just get my name right.
What should I do?
LeBron, you should check out our radio show.
What should I do?
Log on to radio.dominican.edu.
What should I do?
Tune into The Tailgate, Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
Should I be writing this down?
Yeah, it helps.
I've done this before. Should I make you laugh?
Should I read you a soulful poem?
No, just listen to The Tailgate.
What should I do?
He just told you.
Want to see my shiny new shoes?
No.
What should I do?
Oh my god, we literally just told you.
Listen to the tailgate.
Should I give you a history lesson?
What happened to your voice?
I am not a role model.
I don't care. Listen to the tailgate.
Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
What should I do?
Holy crap, really?
Shoot me with your words.
You may cut me with your eyes.
Steel, like air.
Shut up, LeBron. Just listen to the tailgate.
What should I do?
What should I do?
What should I do?
Should I have my tattoo removed?
I want you to listen to the best damn tailgate you've ever had. That's what I want you to do.
Maybe I should just disappear.
Where the hell did he go?
No wonder Cleveland hates him.
The Tailgate, Tuesday nights from 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu. The best damn tailgate you've ever had.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant. Love you, Kobe. The Black Mamba. Hey, Kobe, text me something, man. I'll text you back something witty. Yeah, let's develop some inside jokes. I want to know you, man. Want to make you smile. Want to be your sunshine.
The Tailgate is back. Beal, Hornstein, take it away.
Let's take a day trip to Santa Barbara, me and you. Let's hit up some charming shops. Let's buy some antiques. I got you an orchid, baby.
Radio.dominican.edu. Shout out to Jack Beal, little baby in Washington.
Camas, Washington. Go Papermakers.
So we've got a lot of talk about the ads that go on during Ustream,
right?
That get that kind of interrupt us.
It's a necessary evil.
Yeah,
though.
They're hard stops. They keep Ustream free. So in exactly 4 minutes and 10 seconds, that next hard stop is going to occur. We might be off the air by then, but we'll stick around.
Yeah,
Brock, first time on Ustream for the tailgate. How we do?
I think we did pretty good. I don't know. That's not okay. Up to us though. I think that's up to them. If they like the hand motions, you know, they like the matching Hawaiian t-shirts.
Should we do the wave? Let's do the wave.
Wait, are you going? Oh, and we're going back.
And we go back. All right.
See, there's just so much fun to be had with the video camera.
Lord. Radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California and the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Shout out to ASU, Arizona State University. They lost to the Bruins. You lost to UCLA. All right. That makes me happy. They were ranked and then they weren't.
And then they lost.
Yeah. Well,
who did they lose to?
The Bruins. UCLA, University of California for Lower Academics.
Yep.
Yeah. Or University of Children for Lower Academics. How about that? That's even better.
I like that.
But it's better than ASU. Our listeners out in ASU, shout out to you guys. Rebecca McNulty, looking at you. She was helping me when we were setting this up, making sure stream was working and everything. So
prop, she watching you?
Yeah, props to her. Well, I was asking her if it was working, if she could hear levels, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
So props to her.
That's nice to her.
Want to remind our listeners that tomorrow is another full slate of DU Radio action, starting off at see, now they can tell I cheat because I'm reading it off the thing.
See, there's a nice little board here that he doesn't just have it all memorized. He's not that smart.
Wednesdays, What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willie, 3 to 5. Funk It Up with Dr. J at 5 o'clock. The Blackout with Special K and Jay Litt from 6 to 8. The Classic Corner with DJ King at 8 p.m. And then Loose Lips with DJ Lucky at 9 p.m. will wrap it up. None of those will be on Ustream, though. They might be later.
We are the only Ustream.
We are the only Ustream right now. Because we are the best. We're very excited. Quick shout out to Sports Night, the former Sports Night with Mike Wells and Joey Sullivan. They had their show on Ustream, gave me the idea, and I've been sitting on it for a while. Now it's finally reality, so we owe a lot to them. If Mike wasn't so busy with being the SID at Occidental College, I'm sure he would have helped us. And if Joey wasn't busy having a kid, I'm sure
he'd have a little baby running around.
Help us as well. Next week, when we come back, we want to also remind our listeners once again, tomorrow, the volleyball game will be on tape delay. Chris Matthews, the host of Hardball, is the final ILS lecture. So you will listen to that. And then immediately following that, immediately once it's done, then the tape delay of the volleyball game will go on. The women, the Lady Penguins, taking on Cal Baptist. Brock, any final words on the final minute of the tailgate?
No, I think we had a good show. Hope you guys enjoyed the Ustream. Hope you guys enjoyed looking at us. For all of you guys that said I need a haircut, I don't get it. I mean, it's just gorgeous and luscious hair, so I don't understand what the problem is here. Hunter, do you see a problem with this?
I love your hair.
Exactly. Love Thank it. You. That's all that matters. So You have to deal with me for a couple more weeks anyway, so it's okay.
Next Tuesday, same time, same place, same two guys on the best damn tailgate you're ever going to have. We will, I don't know if we're going to be on Ustream again. We got to make sure we have the camera and everything. I hope we
are. Right, we have to set that up.
What else was I going to say? I completely forgot.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Thank you to our producer, Stuart Horner, boss, Brad Van Alstine. Brad Van Alstine really gave me a great schedule next semester. So thank you. Special thank you.
Oh, did you go back in and talk to him?
Yeah, I got to take the habit. I'm writing for the school newspaper. Yay.
Yay. You didn't know Hunter could write, did you? You didn't know he was literate.
Yeah, I can't write. We've got an ad in 15 seconds, so we got to wrap this up. Next Tuesday, 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu, hopefully on Ustream. If you want to catch any of the rest of the show, it's all podcasted on Ustream as well as Penguin Radio. There is a link to the podcast page. You can listen to the audio. You can watch the recording of the ad is playing now. Dang it. They don't know what's going on. So basically, we're talking.
Radio.
This is just radio now. It's dull.
It's so dull now.
It's so dull.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have a lovely evening.
No, I want to wait till the ad is done so Ustream can see us.
Oh. So we're just going to sit here?
Poor Joe Pa.
Right?
Joe Pa with the faux pas.
Except there's like a very strong camp that says that he deserves it.
I'm not going to say he doesn't. The one thing, the problem I have is that after his entire legacy like his, it's tarnished by that one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that one thing. It's almost like, who is it? I don't know, Barry Bonds. After a great career, Hall of Fame worthy career, it's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just, it's steroids. Okay, we're back.
Ustream, what up?
Next Tuesday, same time, same two guys on the best damn tailgate you're ever going to have. 12-pack of the most controversial, whacked-out sports stories. We'll give you a grill to go to the sports world every week, as well as have an interview with a DU athletic star. Catch us on Twitter, Facebook, Ustream. That's pretty much it, right?
That's all we got, yeah.
All right, for BLM Hornstein, everyone, good night.